Welcome to the program God and Country Radio, a program that looks at current political events in the light of biblical exposition. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. For today's program, I would like to discuss the charging of David Dalyden with 15 felonies by the state of California. David Dalyden is the pro-life undercover investigator who exposed Planned Parenthood's selling of baby parts by interviewing Planned Parenthood officials with hidden video cameras. California has now officially charged Dalyden with criminal conspiracy to invade privacy. And the Christians in California certainly have my sympathy and prayers. You can understand why there is this movement to create two states in California. East California, a blue state, and West California, a red state. Other proposals are to break up California into five states. The reason for this movement is that the left-leaning politics in Sacramento, San Francisco, LA, don't represent the heartland. In fact, in 2008, California even passed Proposition 8, making homosexual marriage illegal in California. But the will of the people is overturned by liberal politicians and judges in Sacramento. Consider this. Division is an important tool for the righteous. In order to keep evil from being empowered by parasitizing off of the righteous. Let me say that again. Division is an important tool for the righteous. In order to keep evil from being empowered by parasitizing or being a parasite off of the righteous. We see this at the Tower of Babel, where God divided the people so that the ungodly could not create a one-world government. We see this in the division of Israel. So separation, if it's wisely used, at times it's necessary to vote with your feet. Now, last month, God and Country Radio began broadcasting on KKMC in Monterey, California. And I welcome the KKMC listeners to the God and Country family. I've spoken in the past about David Dalyden and his Center for Medical Progress, but one of the reasons I want to cover this case is for our listeners in California. Although you all are probably more attuned to this case than we are here in New York City. We have enough of our own moral lunacy to deal with out here, but we certainly stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in California. In the words of Benjamin Franklin, we must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately. And I hope you catch the meaning of the two words hang that Franklin was referring to. Now let me begin by reviewing the background of David Dalyden. Back in 2013, Dalyden set up a pro-life investigation organization called the Center for Medical Progress. And the intent was to expose the barbaric practices of infanticide in Planned Parenthood, particularly Planned Parenthood selling of baby body parts, which is illegal. Everyone in the pro-life movement knew that Planned Parenthood profited from selling baby body parts, but proof was hard to come by because it was done in secret. Evil is most often done in secret. The Nazis even kept the death camp secret from the public. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it's a disgrace even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. So Dalyden set up a fake biomedical research company called Biomax Procurement Services. And he met with Planned Parenthood representatives, claiming that he was interested in buying fetal parts. And these Planned Parenthood representatives freely told how they would cut up baby body parts and sell them. After about 3 years of painstaking undercover interviews, Dalyden made the videos public. And because he put out these videos, There have been 5 separate congressional investigations into Planned Parenthood, and findings have been handed over to the FBI for prosecution. The House Selective Investigative Panel stated that Planned Parenthood is the guilty party in the harvesting and the trafficking of baby body parts for profit. A federal bill to defund Planned Parenthood was put forth last year, but as you would expect, it failed to pass in the Senate, which demonstrates how wicked our nation has become. Now, according to federal law, no federal money can be used directly for abortions. But Planned Parenthood gets at least $500 million a year from Medicaid reimbursement. Planned Parenthood claims these payments are for non-abortion services, but that's just an accounting trick. The money still funds the general expenses of the organization. And Planned Parenthood performs 50% of all abortions in America, 330,000 abortions per year. It is a killing field, an organization built on murdering babies. It's so horrendous, it's hard to believe it's real. As God said to the Israelites in regard to the practice of child sacrifice, it didn't even come to my mind. That's certainly an anthropomorphic expression of God's outrage. Now, on the state level, after the video became public, 26 states put forth bills to defund Planned Parenthood. I believe at least 5 or 6 states were successful. But even in my own state, New Jersey, where the left has been trying to get the state legislators to fund Planned Parenthood for years, the Leiden's video helped Governor Christie have more public justification to veto the funding of Planned Parenthood 5 times. Now, currently on the federal level, at the end of March, Congress voted to allow states to deny Planned Parenthood federal Title X funding. Because 2 days before President Obama left office, 2 days before, he issued a ruling through the Department of Health and Human Services that denied states the right to prohibit federal Title X funding from going to Planned Parenthood. Mike Pence and the Republicans in the Senate were able to overthrow that ruling with legislation. What we should find fascinating here is the part of the story that President Obama was so dedicated to infanticide that he made sure on the way out of office that Planned Parenthood could be assured its federal funding. This is at a level of a demonic Jezebel spirit. Now, what is upcoming is that Congress has to pass a continual budget resolution to keep the government going, and Planned Parenthood funding is on the chopping block. The reason I am mentioning all of this legislation that has come out of DeLeiden's videos is to help you understand why Planned Parenthood is very angry with David DeLeiden. He has given Planned Parenthood a bad name, he has cut off their gravy train, and they want revenge. And they're getting it by having one of their supporters, Javier Becerra, Attorney General of California, prosecute DeLeiden. Oh, and by the way, DeLeiden and his Center for Medical Progress is continuing to put out videos exposing Planned Parenthood. All the more reason why California legislators want him in jail. The last video that came out just a few weeks ago showed a doctor for Planned Parenthood joking that she had to work out to be strong enough to dismember babies in the womb. She is also recorded saying, "It is not a matter of how I feel about it coming out intact, but I gotta worry about my staff and people feeling about it coming out looking like a baby. We have the people who do our paperwork for the fetal death certificates. They email us calling them babies, baby this, baby that, baby so-and-so, and I'm like, that is creepy." So this doctor knows what she's doing. And she is complicit in the evil and in the cover-up. So here are the abortionists' attack on Dalyden. I'll try to make this simple because it gets quite complicated. First, a federal district judge in San Francisco issued a restraining order on Dalyden, keeping him from releasing more videos. Then, a court allowed law enforcement to confiscate all of Dalyden's confidential information. Records, videos, donor lists, in order that the state might build a case against him. In Texas, a grand jury was convened to prosecute Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts. But pro-abortion activists infiltrated the process, and the grand jury, instead of indicting Planned Parenthood, indicted Dalyden for undercover videos. As is often the case, the agency accused of a crime goes after the whistleblower. And in this case, Planned Parenthood is going against Dalyden. Now, fortunately, last summer, prosecutors in Texas dropped the case against Dalyden because the grand jury, in their words, had no authority to change the case. Now, back in California, where the Center for Medical Progress is based, Camilla Harris, the former California Attorney General, who is now a California Senator, coordinated with Planned Parenthood to draft a new law making it illegal to publicize any confidential statements made by a medical provider. And this is to target Dalyden and any future videos. And the new Attorney General, Javier Becerra, who along with Harris received donations from Planned Parenthood, has now charged Dalyden with felonies. Now, just for the record, over the past 5 years, Planned Parenthood has donated $2.5 million to Democratic politicians in California. Even though it is a 501c3 nonprofit organization and it receives federal funding, it is political corruption that's circular. Politicians fund an organization with federal money. Then that organization gives a kickback to politicians in the way of a campaign donation. And then the politicians continue to fund that organization with taxpayers' money. Nevertheless, the law in California is that it's illegal to record confidential communications without the other party's consent. But according to the meaning and the legal interpretation of private communication, Dalyden's videos do not apply. The law specifically excludes communications made in public gatherings or in any other circumstances in which the parties may reasonably expect that the communication may be overheard or recorded. And this is to allow for investigative journalism. In 2002, the Ninth Circuit Court found that recordings made in private public areas like restaurants between a company and an undercover journalist is not illegal. And in that case, ABC News was reporting on errors made by medical labs. And they went undercover against medical laboratory management consultants. And even though the recordings were done on company property, the courts ruled that the medical lab had no objectively reasonable expectations of solitude or seclusion. Plus, the conversations did not reveal anything personal, but only things regarding operations in the lab. So this is why legally, Dalyden and his lawyers believe that the state of California doesn't have a case against him. But the double standard here among ungodly people is something to note. Privacy is to be ignored when the left is trying to pursue its own attacks. But as soon as someone tries to expose the evils of the left, privacy rights are to be defended. And that's exactly what California legislators did in passing Bill 1671. That new law states, you can do investigative reporting of anyone except a medical provider like Planned Parenthood. Why does one organization or one industry get special protection? Doesn't even pass the test of legal equality. But that doesn't matter to these people. The law for them is a tool simply to justify what they want done. The other notable outcome of all this is the left's rhetoric against Dalyden. You see, on the one hand, the left always supports whistleblowers, but not when the whistleblower uncovers one of their own crimes. Planned Parenthood and various left-leaning websites have been constantly putting out this statement that Dalyden's videos were deceptively edited. Dalyden responded by saying, if there is anything inaccurate in these videos, if these are not Planned Parenthood doctors, if these are not Planned Parenthood executives featured in these videos, then let those individuals come forward and say, this is not my face, and those are not my words. But they can't do that because the video camera does not lie. These abortionists are simply lying when they say Dalyden was engaging in deceptive editing. They call it deceptive because they simply don't like being called evil. Salon had an article entitled, David Dalyden's Sleaze Factory. His latest court defeat exposes how slimy the Center for Medical Progress is. Don't you find that remarkable? It leaves one speechless. Planned Parenthood is ripping babies apart limb by limb, and abortion supporters in America are calling the one who exposes the sin sleazy and slimy. And now we get to the biblical lesson in all this. The moral depravity of those who are unsaved. This is under the doctrine of biblical anthropology and harmatology, the doctrine of man and sin. And it's one thing to read about it in a theological book. It's a whole other thing to see it in practice. To see how depravity is so deep that infanticide is defended. We can hardly imagine how the Nazis and the Bolsheviks committed such terrible crimes against people. But now we are seeing it in our own day, right on the front page. And the text to consider is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. Vanity, emptiness. Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. We often forget how wicked lost people can be. The phrase here, having become callous, is translated in the King James Version, being past feelings. And in this case, they are so callous that they will defend an organization that rips apart babies and prosecute the one who's trying to defend the babies. The Greek word here for callous is a combination of two words, apo, the absence of something, and algeo, which means to feel pain. These people no longer have the ability to have moral concern. It's very similar to what Paul writes in 1 Timothy 4:2 about people who are seared in their conscience as with a branding iron. The ethical moral nerves in their soul have been deadened by constant immorality. And it also follows what Paul writes in Romans chapter 1. where those who abandon God become futile in their thoughts and their foolish hearts are darkened. And in Romans 1:28, God gives them over to a depraved mind. Let's not be naive. Christians have to recognize that there is a whole class of people in our society who are moral reprobates. And of course, we know God can convert anyone. But if and until then, we must recognize what we're dealing with. Don't be fooled by the suit and ties, the college degrees, the titles, the platitudes, the oratory. These people are murderers. And if they kill babies, how do you think they're going to treat the Leiden who exposes their wickedness? They're going to want revenge. For them, going after their enemies is blood sport. Like Jezebel, when she discovered that Elijah made a fool of her prophets on Mount Carmel, she vowed to kill Elijah. When the Pharaoh of Egypt was shamed by Moses and the Israelites, he pursued them with his armies. He wasn't going to let Moses win, even if he had to die to do it. When the Philistines discovered that Samson got one up on them, they burned Samson's first wife to death along with her father. And look what King Herod did when the prophet John pointed out his sin. He imprisoned John and then took his head off. And what did Cain do to Abel when Abel showed him up? He slew his brother in the field. These are vicious people. Don't trust them. Horrible evils lurk in the heart of the unsaved. As Paul writes about our condition before we were saved, we spent our life in malice and in envy, hateful and hating one another. And that is not an exaggeration. That is the real condition of the lost. They are driven by hate. And any baby that is born threatening their sexual freedom or threatening to make them responsible to take care of this little one, what will they do? They will kill it. And these politicians who don't want the social responsibility for children any more than the mothers do, they will bend over backwards to support Planned Parenthood to kill the children. And in this environment of wicked people, the one who does righteousness becomes a prey. Isaiah 59:15. Yet truth is lacking, and he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. Now, all this could be quite depressing, but let me conclude with what God has to say to us about these people. Do not be afraid of the wicked. Do not fear their intimidations, and do not be troubled. 1 Peter 3:14. And 1 John 5:4. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And with that, because of time, I must end. You've been listening to God and Country Radio with Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. To listen to this program again or to download it, go to our website, godandcountryradio.org. And if you email me, I will send you a weekly email with a one-paragraph synopsis of each upcoming program. Also a link to the audio on our website. So that's godandcountryradio.org. And as always, thank you for making God and Country a part of your discipleship. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we pray that you would expose the wickedness of this world and bring it to destruction. But along the way, help us to rescue those you're calling out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your beloved Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.